During times of stress and uncertainty, we look for sources of comfort and connection. During the pandemic, that came in the form of two inflatable kayaks for Micey Vang of Sun Prairie and her family. Here she is with a story about paddling her way through the pandemic.
When the impact of COVID isolation really sank in, how did you pass your time? Did you bake your own bread, pretend the floor was lava, grow your own vegetables, or adopt a pet? I confess, I did partake in some, okay, admittedly all, of these ventures. What my family and I also did was rediscover the natural beauty Wisconsin has to offer. We have always committed to filling our days with adventure and had a hard time staying put indoors. But having the world closed down truly opened our eyes to appreciate the beauty Wisconsin offers outdoors, sometimes within a few minutes' drive from home or a few minutes' drive from the state's borders. To discover beyond what we could from a drive or even on foot, my family and I took to the waters. My husband and I got our hands on a pair of inflatable kayaks. We would keep the rolled-up kayaks in the car, stop by any suitable body of water, inflate them, plop our girls in with us, and go for a nice, quiet paddle. This immediately transformed the hustle and bustle of land life into a quiet, peaceful experience on the water. Wisconsin waterways are special. Just about all navigable waters allow for public access, which is different from some of our neighboring states. Wisconsin is home to over 12,600 rivers and streams, creating more than 84,000 miles of flowing waters. While we may not be ready for a gradient beyond that of a lazy river, even the calm and stillness of gentle streams can offer physical challenge, excitement, or adventure. Gently paddling through, you notice scenery, animals, and sounds that you typically would not. There is something about quietly flowing through water that makes you a part of the surroundings, not just a visitor. When I walk through instead, I feel I'm imposing my heavy footsteps, leaving my footprint trail and evidence of my presence. In the water, we can paddle closely up to turtles on a log, herons and cranes in a marsh, and even share a shallow stream with fish swimming alongside you. Family dynamics are a bit different too. I'm usually stuck sharing my kayak with my younger daughter. I know better than to think that she would help paddle. In fact, I don't even bother giving her a paddle. The most memorable quote from all our kayaking is made by that younger daughter of mine. "You do all the paddling, Mama. I'll enjoy the view." What's also interesting, and psychologists will attest to this, is that when you're not face-to-face with your child, sometimes they speak more freely with you. It's like having a deep conversation while going for a drive, magnified times 10 when you're together in a kayak out in nature. Kids speak more easily of their most recent dreams, tussles on the playground, or conversations with their best friend. They use parts of their brain that are oftentimes turned off during their long stints with their tablets and other electronics. They also connect with nature and process things like what impact we have on the environment when we litter, or why everyone passing by on the water seems to always be in a happy mood. The pace of the world is starting to pick up again. While the journey through a pandemic will have its ups and downs before we fully recover, my family and I plan to continue on our winding journey through the waters of Wisconsin, to slow things down a little and really take in how much Wisconsin has to offer.
Micey Vang of Sun Prairie brought us that story about paddling her way through the pandemic. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.